is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. We have lots to cover this week, starting with the World Junior Selection Camp roster. 15 WHLers are off to try and make Canada's World Junior team. We'll go through the names and also hear from Justin Sortif of the Vancouver Giants. A blockbuster trade between Prince Albert and Edmonton. Big prize being defenseman Caden Gooley. We'll have more on that trade with Raiders GM Curtis Hunt. A couple of WHL coaches hitting milestones this past week. And Calgary Hitmen forward Sean Chagall is WHL Player of the Week. He'll close out the show. First up, 15 players from the Western Hockey League set to attend Hockey Canada's World Junior Selection Camp in Calgary beginning December 9th. Two WHL goaltenders have already been named to the team. That announcement made as Hockey Canada's Director of Player Personnel, Alan Miller, was announcing the goaltenders.
From Victoria, BC, and the Kamloops Blazers in the Western Hockey League, Dylan Garand. I would like to make note that on the three goaltenders, we have named our three goaltenders for our national junior team. There will be no cuts at camp. Our roster will be three goaltenders, eight defensemen, and 14 forwards. And I'm pleased to congratulate Brett, Sebastian, and Dylan on being named to the national junior team.
Dylan Garand and Sebastian Kosa from the WHL and Brett Brochu of the OHL's London Knights will be the three goaltenders. WHL will have six defensemen at the camp, including two from the Everett Silvertips, Ronan Seeley and Olwen Zellweger. Moose Jaw Warriors D-man Damon Hunt, Vincent Iorio of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Carson Lambos of the Winnipeg Ice, and Caden Gooley will also attend the selection camp. Up front, seven forwards will attend, two from the Edmonton Oil Kings, Dylan Gunther and Jake Neighbors, both first-round NHL picks. They'll be joined by Connor Bedard of the Regina Pats, Logan Stankoven of the Kamloops Blazers, Spokane Chiefs Jeff Finley, Ridley Gregg of the Brandon Wheat Kings, and Justin Sortif of the Vancouver Giants. In addition, Vancouver Giants head coach Michael Dick will assist Team Canada head coach Dave Cameron at the tournament. Hockey Canada's Senior Vice President of National Team Scott Salmon spoke at the selection camp roster announcement.
To the Canadian Hockey League and to the owners, to the general managers, the coaches, and the fans, for those players that make this team, the 25 players that are successful in making our national junior team, they'll be away from their club teams from December the 8th to January the 6th. That's a huge sacrifice and a huge commitment, and for that we're very grateful. Many people have talked about the relationship between the Canadian Hockey League and Hockey Canada as one of the best in hockey and maybe one of the best in sport. And I want to thank our Program of Excellence Executive Committee, President of the Canadian Hockey League, Dan McKenzie, the Commissioner of the Ontario Hockey League, Mr. David Branch, Commissioner of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, Mr. Gilles Courteau, and the Commissioner of the Western Hockey League, Mr. Ron Robinson. Thank you for your support of the Program of Excellence. Thank you for your support of this process.
Salmon also thanking the grassroots level.
I also want to take the opportunity on behalf of Hockey Canada to thank some individuals and organizations who played a key role in these players' development. And starting first with our minor hockey associations across the country and in big cities and small towns, thank you to the minor hockey presidents, to the coaches, to the thousands of volunteers across the country that have instilled a passion in these young men and really have had a huge impact on this announcement today.
Selection camp will run December 9th to the 12th in Calgary. A final roster of 25 players will then be announced. The World Junior Tournament will open December 26th in Edmonton and Red Deer. Several WHL import players are also expected to join their respective countries in the coming weeks. Hey, good luck to the 15 WHL players looking to represent Canada over the holiday season.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Vancouver Giants forward Justin Sortif, he'll be headed to the World Junior Selection Camp. He is favored to make Team Canada. Dan O'Connor has more with the Florida Panthers prospect.
Justin, congratulations. Obviously, today is a day that I'm sure has maybe been in the side of your mind for a while, but when you got the phone call yesterday and you heard that you were one of 35 going to Canada's National Junior Team Selection Camp, your reaction?
I was obviously pretty excited. You know, going to the camp is one thing. I'm going to try and make the final team. But no, it's a huge honor just being invited to that 35-player roster. Something you don't take lightly when you get a chance to represent your country. And no, I was over the moon for the opportunity.
The summer camp went very well for you, and getting a chance to sort of familiarize yourself again with a lot of the players, a lot of the staff. What worked so well for you in the summer, and did that have you sort of feeling confident about your chances just based on that success from the summer?
It was just confidence in general going into the summer camp. Obviously, there's a bunch of first-round picks there, and then I was a third-round pick, so I kind of just went in and played my game. I wasn't too worried about what people were thinking beforehand. I just wanted to go and just try and impress as many people as possible to get another crack at making this roster. Yeah, I know there's a ton of skilled players there, and it was a really good opportunity to play with some of those guys.
When you look at the other names on that list, especially up front, is it's sort of a wow moment, hey, when you look at some of those names and think, okay, this Canadian team means business?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. I think Canada is doing a good job this year, I guess, of bringing a team that they think is going to win the championship. Obviously, you want to build a team that's going to win the entire tournament, and I think they're doing a good job of that. No, I've played with those guys in the summer camp, very, very talented players, and you don't get opportunities like that often to play with top five NHL picks, so I know it's a great experience.
What would it mean to you ultimately to share in an experience like this with Michael Dick and Mike Bernstein?
No, it would be awesome. It would be awesome to rejoin the team in January and have a gold medal, around our necks coming back home, just making the country proud. That would just be an awesome experience to share with those two, and just to represent the Giants organization as well, make everybody proud.
A sincere congratulations to you, Justin, for getting to this point, and hopefully more news to come in the weeks to come, my friend. But congratulations, it's extremely well-deserved, and best of luck to you tonight and at the World Junior Camp.
Thank you, Dano. Much appreciated.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
It's a WHL blockbuster with still 7 weeks to go before the trade deadline. The Edmonton Oil Kings have landed 19-year-old defenseman Caden Gooley from the Prince Albert Raiders for a King's ransom. Oil Kings get Gooley for 18-year-old Ottawa Senators draft pick Carson Latimer, 17-year-old defenseman Eric Johnston, a first-round pick in next week's WHL prospects draft, a first-round selection in 2023, a sixth-round pick in 2022, and a conditional third-round selection in 2025. Gooley was just named to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. He is a Montreal Canadiens prospect. Prince Albert Raiders general manager Curtis Hunt explained the decision to move on from their leader.
It's never easy to make a decision like this for your organization. I think we had to look at a bigger picture. The first is I really believe the group we have right now and the additions that we're bringing in puts us in a real good position to get into the postseason. I think our club mandate has always been two things. One is to become a team, and the second part is to get ourselves into the postseason. And I think that what we have in the room, I think sometimes with an elite player, I think it's a little bit opposite as having as a parent, when you let your children go, you want your kids to go out and spread their wings and take the next step as adults. I think in a team environment, when you have such a great competitor, great person, in our particular case where we're sitting in the middle of the pack, by Caden leaving, it forces those on the inside to spread their wings and to take on a little bit more and certainly stretch their own milk, so to speak, to find the edges of their own abilities and to push themselves in our team.
Gooley, meanwhile, expected to make his Edmonton Oil Kings debut this weekend.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
A couple of WHL head coaches celebrating a milestone and an entry into the top 10 all-time coaching wins list. Calgary Hitmen head coach Steve Hamilton earned his 200th WHL win behind the bench. It came this past weekend. He was honored by his team postgame.
It was neat. We have a little thing at the end of the game, and the guys gave me the championship belt, so it was a nice gesture on their part. I very much appreciated. It just means you've been around and you've been, had a chance to do what you love to do with some great teams. And I feel fortunate to be in Calgary. I felt fortunate from my time in Edmonton. I learned a lot from the guys I've worked with and continue to work with. So for that, I'm super appreciative.
And in Kamloops, head coach GM Sean Clouston entered the top 10 all-time in coaching wins. He picked up a victory in Everett, his 467th win behind a WHL bench. He was previously tied for 10th with both Jack Shoup and Peter Anholt. Clouston says it's nice to be among those names now all-time.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I think there's two ways to look at it. One, it means you've been fortunate and been able to, you know, figure out a way to stay in the league for a long time. You know, coached a lot of years, but also had some really good teams. I mean, you have to have, you know, good players and good teams to have success. It's a team game, and, you know, real fortunate to be, you know, part of some winning teams.
Hey, congratulations to both.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, Calgary Hitmen forward Sean Chagall coming off a great week with his WHL club. In fact, named the WHL Player of the Week. He joins us on the line from Calgary. Sean, that's a pretty good week here for not only you and your team here as well.
Yeah, it was an awesome weekend for us. 2 points, and obviously being recognized Player of the Week is pretty awesome. I mean, a lot of guys, a lot of great players in this league, so being recognized like that's pretty awesome.
This is always the opportunity when guys get to talk about their line mates here, Sean, so we'll give you the opportunity here now, okay?
Okay, so going with the Riley Fiddler Schulte, I mean, he had an 8-point weekend as well, so he obviously was hot. So it goes both ways. We both had 4 goals. I mean, he had a 4-goal game there on Sunday, so that was pretty awesome. I know Funker's playing with us, and he's a big part of that as well. So we have line mates are everything, and they're helping out.
Yeah, it's great. So this was really between yourself and Ridley, right? And all of a sudden, you know, you win the award here. So was there a little inner competition going on?
No competition for us going on. I think there's always that competitive nature between, I mean, your line mates and friends, and that's always part of it. But, yeah, obviously, you want to push each other to be successful, and I think that's exactly what we're doing.
All right, you guys put up 10 goals in a morning game against the Regina Pats. How did you guys get it done there that day?
Well, I think we got up, got a cup of coffee, and got to work. I mean, it was an early game, but we had the energy, and I think we had a little bit of a schedule advantage as well, playing earlier the day before, and we got out there and made it happen.
WHL 10:30 a.m. starts aren't very common here, that's for sure. So what was that like to play in a game like that?
It was different for sure. I mean, you're getting up, eating breakfast. I was up at 7 a.m. I mean, I had, like I said, nice breakfast and straight over to the rink and get ready for the game. It's different, obviously. There's no pregame nap. There's no pregame pasta, but, I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's great. Well, you guys, obviously, it was a winning formula here for you. You grew up through, you know, the Edmonton minor hockey system there. You played at the OHA as well. You're from Whitecourt. Now you're in Calgary. You've been there now for a few seasons. What's the transition been like from Edmonton to Calgary, where you play your WHL now?
I think it's a little bit of a difference, right? You're going from playing, I mean, midget, which is now U18, all the way to major juniors. A big adjustment. But I think the lifestyle is different as well. You're a player who's playing 68 games now and then going on the road, accompanied with the school, it's a very big change. I think it's a big thing to deal with as a young player, but I think I've adapted. I've made it happen here. I mean, finished high school last year, and then now playing here has been a lot of fun. I mean, playing in Calgary is awesome. You're playing in an NHL rink, so that is probably as best it gets for Western Hockey League.
Our guest is Sean Chagall, WHL Player of the Week. I'm not sure what went on with your team, but you almost like flipped the switch in the last few weeks. A bit of a slow start, and all of a sudden you guys are starting to roll right along. What's it been for you guys?
I think it's just honest work every day. You come to the rink, and we work hard. I think we pride that. We go to the rink, we work hard at practice, go in the gym after, we work hard. And I think that shows the hard work pays off, and that's exactly what happened this weekend. We had kind of a little breakout weekend, and we want to keep it going because we're a good hockey team, and we want to keep that going all throughout the season.
Your head coach, Steve Hamilton, celebrated 200 wins this past weekend. He tells me there was a bit of a little ceremony in the dressing room here for him, so take me back to that night.
Yeah, so after every game, we have the player of the game. We have the championship belt, and we hand it out. Whoever had it last hands it out, and whoever plays the best. So, I mean, I thought Fids would have got us this 6-point night, but we gave it to Ham with this 200th win, which is a huge milestone in any coach's career. So he was pretty happy with that. We got him in his puck, and he was pretty stoked and gave us a little speech afterwards, and we were on with our music and celebrating.
All right, good stuff. You're a fifth-round pick of the Anaheim Ducks from this past draft here. What does Anaheim need you to do to sign that contract and make the jump to pro hockey here in the future?
Well, I think the adjustment to pro hockey is how fast you can think the game and how fast you move. That's the game of hockey. It's fast. It's getting faster and faster. Every day you watch, these guys are making plays at a high rate of speed, and that's what it is. You got to be able to think the game fast, grow physically, and like grow mentally, and that's what it is. And I mean, it's a big game, and it's fast. So that's where my focus is moving forward.
Awesome, Sean. Set up the weekend here for us. So what's ahead here, and how do you guys keep it going?
I think I said we're back to work today at the Dome here, going on for practice here fairly soon, and that's where we're at, where you got to be sharp, execute our drills. I mean, your practice habits are what translate to a game, so that's our focus now.
Hey, Sean, first time I've got a chance to chat with you, and I really appreciate the conversation. Congratulations on the WHL Player of the Week, and have a great weekend. Keep it rolling.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Rob Mann in Prince Albert, Dan O'Connor in Vancouver for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.